Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our Generations team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
So welcome to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host, every Sunday morning. It's funny, I say that every Sunday morning for you guys here. So anyway, hope you're on the way to the golf course or to the farmer's market, which I love to do. Find one in your neighborhood. They're really great, and I love hot breakfast. I try the coffees. I try all kind of different things. And a place where my wife gets her fresh vegetables, by the way. So look at your neighborhood. They popped up everywhere around Honolulu here, and it's so fun to do. But I try to support local produce, local restaurants, local entrepreneur, local businesses. So thank you very much. And as you know, every Sunday morning, it's 8 to 9 a.m. on 101.1, probably the most listened to radio show for the 60-plus age group, if not 55-plus, because they have the best 60s and 70s music. Guys, it's amazing how many people come up to me and tell me that story. But yeah, I listen to it as well. And then on the weekends, I listen to like Kalapana, CNK, and the Average White Band, Earth, Wind & Fire. But anyway, guys, welcome to the show. Thank you for sharing with your friends, neighbors. Thank you for going to our website, by the way. As you know, you can go to our website, generations808.com. And by the way, as well, you can go on your smartphone. Our website is appropriately set up where you can read it really easily on your smartphone. And you can actually listen to the radio shows on your smartphone if you have some time, or you're at the park, want to cruise and relax, or at the beach. So anyway, thanks for tuning in. This place I know very well. My parents live down the street from them. It's called the Valley of the Temples. And they're a guest and a new partner for the magazine. So we're going to be talking to Jeff Short, the sales manager over at the Valley of the Temples. Jeff, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm very good. Thank you so much, Percy, for having me on. And our general manager, Ryan Kazuma, told me to say hi.
Yeah. Ryan's actually distant family relatives of my wife's family. So, yeah, I know them very well. And he's actually a good water guy, too, by the way. Anyway,
that's what I've heard.
Yeah, yeah, he can stay in the water all day long when he's not working, you know. But anyway, Valley Temples is on the windward side, Kaneohe side. Tell us more about Valley Temples and what do you do there, Jeff?
Yeah, Valley of Temples was started in 1963, and it's a memorial park, so it's our 60th year anniversary. And really, we see our role in the community as one of education. A lot of families, they don't know who to talk to when it comes to pre-planning. They don't want to talk about it, really. And they need someone to guide them along the way. And so that's what we do. We're a cemetery, a mortuary, and a crematory, one of the only locations on the island that is full service. So a family can give us a call and we can assist them with everything, start to finish, and really just make it convenient for families, peace of mind of knowing when that time comes, the same team that they worked with in the beginning is going to be there to work, you know, with their family all the way through the process.
Yeah. And for a lot of people that don't know, you cut on Liki Liki, and then you got to take the Kahikili cutoff. It goes around the left side of the island, and it's beautiful right there on the left side of Kaikili Highway before you get to Kahulu area. But, you know, unfortunately, both my parents passed away recently, and we had our funeral arrangements there, and Jeff, you guys did a great job. Easy part was parking wasn't too bad, kind of close to the funeral area. And I love your views, and I love, you know, the fresh air. You know, sometimes other places you go, you're inside, but I love the fresh air. So that's one beautiful thing about Valley Temples. But you must get those kind of comments all the time, don't you?
Yeah, we do hear that. And Percy, thank you so much for the trust your family placed with us recently. And you're right. Valley of the Temples is recognized as one of the most beautiful memorial parks in the world. And when I say memorial park, a lot of families don't understand the difference maybe between memorial park and cemetery. The reason why it's called a memorial park is exactly what you just touched on. When you drive in, it has that open-air, park-like feel because all the memorials in the entry of our park, and actually in the first maybe three quarters of the park, are all flat or flush to the ground. So it has that open feel where you'll see families coming in with canopies, you know, sitting up with chairs and just having a picnic and spending time honoring their loved ones, remembering. You know, this weekend coming up is actually one of the busiest. Well, it is the busiest of the entire year. We expect to have over 10,000 families that will go through the park Saturday, Sunday, Monday for Memorial Day weekend.
Wow, that's fantastic. In fact, Mother's Day, we went to my mother's grave, and yeah, I was kind of surprised. We saw a family like it was a potluck. They had a table, and it was sitting around in lounge chairs and eating lunch, I think it was. It was quite interesting. I've never seen that before, but I guess more and more local families are doing that.
Yeah, we love seeing that. You know, we talk about legacy and securing memories and what we work with memorials, right? You've heard maybe that phrase, set in stone. That's really one of our team's roles is to create a memorial that honors that loved one. And so it's challenging for families to talk through what that last thing they wanted to say on the memorial is. But you're right, for Mother's Day, you know, there's so many flowers out in the park, and it's also a very busy day. And families find time to come and spend with their loved ones, and they can share about the stories and the sacrifices made from their ancestors, really, that helped pave the way for their successes today. And it's part of what we talk about all the time is just extended Ohana in the community. And yeah, it's beautiful to see when families take the time to set up a canopy and chairs.
Yeah, I've never really experienced it when my parents were 92 and 94 when they passed. So I really didn't. I went to aunties and uncles' funerals, but we don't visit the grave on a regular basis. And so now I am. And this weekend we'll be going while we went to Memorial Weekend. But you brought up a good point early on in your conversation about pre-planning. I've been doing this a long time, and I've always recommended, advised people to do pre-planning, whether it's for long-term care or a Vegas trip or a family vacation. But pre-planning for a funeral and somebody's passing is really critical. But a lot of people don't like to do that, do they, Jeff?
They would like to avoid it. You know, it's one of the topics that they're not excited to talk about. And truly, you know, it's not an if, it's a when. So yes, we can help a family in advance, but our goal is really to help a family 30, 40 years before they need our services so that peace of mind, which is one of the biggest emotional benefits of pre-planning, is in place for decades and not, you know, that last moment. But pre-planning is also something where a lot of families, even if they want to take a step in that direction, they don't know who to talk to. And so we really pride ourselves in getting out into the community. We partner with churches, we partner and do pre-planning seminars all over the island, and it's our goal to do 2 to 4 seminars every single month so that families can plug in, have an easy way to really find out a little bit more about this topic, and then they can come to our park and they take a tour oftentimes, they walk through our facilities, and before they leave, they can have a plan in place that they know that, you know, oftentimes within 5 years, it's paid in full, and they don't ever have to worry about it again, and when the time comes, we'll be there to help that family out.
Hmm. And you piqued my ears again. You said workshops every month, 2 to 4 workshops every month?
Absolutely. We just recently, this last week, had a Big City Diner at Windward Mall. We had over 42 attendees at those two seminars. We usually do them on a Tuesday, Thursday, sometimes a Wednesday. But we also have Sunday seminars. So our next Sunday seminar is on our lanai at Valley of the Temples on June 4th at noon. And the reason why that's nice, it's convenient for families to be able to come. They'll find out the introductory details about pre-planning. And then right afterwards, they can drive into the park and take a tour. They can do everything all at one time. We provide lunch for them as well. But it's a non-threatening way to find out about a topic that a lot of families are scared to talk about.
Well, my ear is perked again. You said lunch. I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
I've been doing this a long time. I've been in the industry 21 years. The magazine's been around, 14 years. And it's just something people don't like to talk about. I do workshops every month. I speak around town almost every week. And nobody wants to talk about this. And it's so critical. I had a close friend of mine pass away recently. They didn't call hospice until a couple of days before he passed. They didn't want to deal with the end. And I said, push them further, but you know, if I can tell you again, it's going to happen. Hopefully, not so soon. But if it does happen sooner, we need to plan, and we don't know. Only He above us knows how long we're going to be on this earth, and pre-planning is so critical. And so, guys, you got to pre-plan while you can, while you're not stressed out, and you don't want family infighting, you make your own decisions. But the workshops, Jeff, are really important, I think. And I want to encourage everybody, if you haven't got a plan, a plot, go check them out. I love the Windward Side. My parents lived there for, what, 40 plus, 50 years, 60 years maybe. And it's really great out there. And I think people love to drive, first of all. But just driving up there, it's so beautiful, Jeff. I mean, you guys and Ryan have done a great job. But how do we get people to start the pre-plan? Come to the workshop, guys, or call them up. But otherwise, if they don't want to do that, how do we approach them and how do we trigger that? Besides your articles and things you can come on in Generations Magazine, Jeff, how do we get them to do that? I think that's first step.
Yep, that's a really great question. You know, families, this is a sensitive topic, and families will share details with us when we're helping them make pre-need arrangements that they might not share with a lot of, you know, maybe even within their own family, because it's personal. And when you start talking about these major decisions, our goal is to help them put what we call a roadmap in place for when that time comes. And so when a loved one passes away, there's over 100 questions that have to be answered. And those questions are being made at a very difficult time. And so the question we ask is, you know, upon losing a loved one with all the stress and the grief and anxiety that's involved, is that the best time to make over 100 decisions that are both expensive on a topic that you might not be aware of or familiar with and are permanent and everlasting? And, you know, I know the answer to that is no. And so our goal is to meet with the family, oftentimes one-on-one. They'll come into Valley of the Temples at our offices. We also have our location at Diamond Head Mortuary. We'll go to a family's home. We've got a team that is strong all over the island that will go wherever it meets the family's needs to be able to share that information with them. But based on our experience of serving thousands of families every year, we've really made the process very simple. There's three steps involved. And that first step is finding the cemetery property that will allow your family and meet the family's needs, but allow your family to have multiple generations together. That's one of the questions that we ask a family in a pre-need arrangement is, would it be important to you if we were able to show you a property that would allow you to have your kids and maybe even your kids' kids together in one place? We call that a multi-generational estate. And we can do that in many different ways. We can do that for both casket burial and cremation. But that first step in the pre-planning process is finding out what's important to the family and then helping them select a cemetery property that will meet their needs. Upon finding that cemetery property, then we're going to have the second step, which is the merchandise and services that are required to complete that property. It's the labor that's involved with opening up the space. You may have heard of it as an opening and closing. It includes the canopy and the chairs, the administration team that's doing the recording of the death with the cemetery. And then after that's all taken care of, phase one and phase two, these first two steps, you now have what we refer to as a complete cemetery package. Now you know and have the peace of mind of when that time comes, there's no additional money out of pocket for the family on the cemetery side. And then the phase three or the step three is the pre-arranged funeral service. And that can be a cremation service. It can be a funeral service. But when a family has all three of those steps, then they have what we call the circle of protection that will allow them to have the peace of mind of knowing when that time comes, it's taken care of. And they can make one phone call into Valley of the Temples, Hawaiian Memorial Park Mortuary, which is our mortuary, and then Diamond Head Mortuary. And then our team can help out with everything else. And really, we can get it to the point where a family has made all those decisions in advance so that when the time comes, the remaining surviving family members, all they have to do is pick a time and a date. And there's nothing else to be planned out. I mean, we can get it to the point where we can have photos on a flash drive to be handed to our team to make a beautiful DVD memorial tribute that's set to music, maybe in chronological order for the family, and even clothes hanging in the closet so that when that time comes, there's no other decisions left to be made other than a time and a date.
I want to go back to your first step. How do people choose a mortuary, cemetery, or a place like yours? How do the people, what's the decision making like? Is it close to where they live? Is there got to be a view? How do people make a decision where to go?
I think it's a little of everything that you just mentioned. And let me define the difference between a cemetery and mortuary. right up front, because I know when I started in this profession about 10 years ago, I was not aware of the difference and hadn't probably even thought of the difference between a cemetery and a mortuary.
Mm-hmm.
But a cemetery is where you start on the pre-planning process, and that's Valley of the Temples. That's the permanent resting place for an urn or for a casket. That's where you're going to have what we refer to as family heritage, where you have multiple generations together. But the cemetery includes that cemetery property. It includes the interment and recording fee, which is the opening and closing and the labor. It includes the protective vault that an urn or a casket is never placed directly into the ground. It's always put into a vault first that will protect that urn or casket and keep the ground from settling and protect the outside and keep the outside elements out. But then the final item in the cemetery is the memorial, and that's either made out of bronze or granite. And we choose those two materials because they withstand the test of time, and that's the permanent memorial, hopefully with photos, multiple photos that really tell a story, so that when you approach and you see someone's memorial, you know something about them. So that's everything I just described is on the cemetery side. But then there's the mortuary, and the mortuary is the team that's responsible for bringing the loved one into their care when they pass away. So maybe that's at hospice or in a hospital. And when that loved one is brought into their care, the mortuary will then meet with the family and decide on a lot of the major details for that service. Do they want to have a viewing before maybe cremation, or maybe they want to have a open casket viewing or possibly a closed casket viewing? Of course, casket burial versus cremation is a major decision at that time as well. And then the mortuary will help them plan a beautiful, fitting tribute, a celebration of life in one of our three chapels on the island. And then they might have a memorial a DVD that I was referring to. We have the ability to live stream the service to anywhere in the world. A custom memorial portrait that is made, so they turn in a high-resolution photo, and we can make it look like an oil canvas painting that can be displayed next to the casket. But when it's all said and done, after the eulogies and the obituaries and the flowers and just a beautiful memorial tribute that is all handled by the mortuary, the last responsibility of the mortuary is to transport the loved one to the cemetery that they're going to be laid to rest. And at the graveside is where you have the intersection of both the cemetery and the mortuary team. The mortuary is responsible for that loved one until they are placed into the ground or into their niche if it's a cremation property. And then at that point, it's the cemetery's responsibility forever to take care of that loved one. And, you know, that kind of brings up an important point as well. Here in Hawaii and in the United States, we have what is called permanent entitlement. And it's important to point out because we have a lot of families that will come and they'll purchase property here at Valley of the Temples from Japan or Hong Kong or Korea, mainland. And it's important to know that in certain countries around the world, Germany, they do not have permanent entitlement. So after a certain amount of time, sometimes it's several decades, it could be a little bit longer. In Japan, you have to pay every year over and over again for the maintenance fees. They can, at a certain point, remove the loved one or reuse that property. But here in Hawaii, at Valley of the Temples, it's permanent entitlement. So when a family chooses a property, they own those cemetery rights forever.
It's like real estate.
And that's peace of mind.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And they don't have to worry about that property being reused. And that's why you can plan for multiple generations, maybe even generations of your family that aren't born yet, right? You could all be together because those rights stay within the family forever.
Yeah, you brought some good points, Jeff, and now I know why people don't want to talk about it. You talk about some serious questions that require well-thought-out answers, and because that's who they are, and that's what people are going to know about them after they pass. So I can see why it can be emotional. Fortunately for our family, my sister took care of just about everything for both my parents, who passed within a year. And it's interesting, my parents married 72 years, and it's very common that when one spouse passes, the other one passes within a year because they were so close, whether it's a broken heart or just I know my dad went to Vegas quite a bit, and he didn't know what to do with himself, I think. But it's just something I think we want to do more of these. Jeff, we want to definitely have you come on, maybe bring one of your salespeople on, because it's so important. Like I said, fortunately, my parents had did some pre-planning ahead of time, and it helped them a lot, because it is a difficult time to think about these questions, you know, when you're thinking about
72 years, that's incredible.
Yeah, I tell you. yeah, that's a long time. I don't think I'll get close to that. Maybe my other sisters will, but yeah, they got married young and they lived to 92, 94. But, and you guys, I have to tell you, you guys did a great job. I am so thankful, you know, but it gets to be really emotional for families. It's the first time somebody this close to me passed besides my grandmother who passed away like 30 years ago.
Right.
And it was very difficult. And even though I've been doing this a long time,
yeah,
it's very hard. So once they find a location, and I know in the second half of the show, we're going to do talk about the costs and more of the details. But once they identify the location, oh, by the way, I did not know you're affiliated with Diamond Head Mortuary until last week.
Yep, absolutely. And really? So we own the mortuary side, which now that we understand the difference between cemetery and mortuary, Diamond Head Mortuary is owned by the same company that owns Valley of the Temples and Hawaiian Memorial Park Mortuary.
Oh, okay.
And that can be a challenge for families, you know. I haven't really seen it as confusing as it can be on Oahu, but you can go to Diamond Head Mortuary, or let's say Diamond Head Cemetery, and the office on the right is the cemetery office, and the office on the left is the mortuary office. And they're not owned by the same company. And that can be a challenge for families as they're trying to figure out who to talk to about specific details. But it happens to us all the time. It also happens to us because our mortuary at Valley of the Temples is Hawaiian Memorial Park Mortuary. And it's a long, well-established mortuary on the island. But for, you know, 30-plus years, it was situated over at Hawaiian Memorial Park Cemetery. And so the confusion for families, of course, is all they hear is Hawaiian Memorial Park. And so we are answering those questions on a daily basis about making sure they're calling the right locations and they're talking to the right individuals that can help them based on whatever their specific concerns are.
Okay, then. So but, one of your articles,
you know, yeah.
One of the articles in the magazine, you got to put cemetery versus mortuary because I never thought about it myself. And it's really important people do understand that. I saw an article recently about more people are doing cremation, but they still want to have the funeral services.
You mentioned your family pre-planned, you know, long in advance, and they had the tremendous benefits of pre-planning. I wanted to share just a quick story of a family we served, if it's okay, illustrates why pre-planning is so important. I had a privilege to work with a family. Their father had passed away, you know, before I met the family a decade earlier, and they had laid him to rest at Valley of the Temples. And they didn't at that time make any arrangements for mom. And so now mom had passed away and the family came in. There were two sons and there were two daughters and they came in to make arrangements. We met with them at what we call an at-need arrangement conference where you have a family service advisor that represents the cemetery and you'll have a funeral arranger there that represents the mortuary. So really two experts in the room to guide this family along the way. And as we started talking to the two daughters and the two sons, they made a decision to have traditional casket burial for mom. And so they looked at the options and they all four agreed on that. And that's a beautiful thing when you have agreements. That's one of the reasons why you want to pre-plan so that you can provide that clear direction to your family so that it eliminates the disputes. And this family then chose to have an open casket viewing in our main chapel there at Valley of the Temples. So as we were talking about these details, they gave us a photo of mom, and we noticed that mom has glasses, or mom wore glasses. And so one of the questions that we have to answer, one of the 100 questions that we have to answer is, for this open casket viewing, would you like to have mom with her glasses on or glasses off, right? It doesn't seem like something that you think about in advance, but someone's going to have to answer that question. And so the daughters, it was a really easy decision. They said, you know what? Mom's been wearing glasses for 50, 60 years. We can't remember a time where we saw mom without her glasses. So the last chance we get to pay our respects to mom and see mom, we want her to have her glasses on because that's how we remember her. And so our team starts writing down those details. And the boys jump in and said, stop, wait, don't write that down. Every night mom went to bed, she took her glasses off. She put them on the nightstand because she was going to sleep. And so the last chance we get to see mom, we don't want her to have her glasses on because we want to think of her at sleep, at rest, at peace. And so now you can see the challenge that we have.
Oh, yeah.
And these are the type of disputes that families can get in. They're not even thinking that there's going to be a dispute around a topic. You don't know what it's going to be, but with all the emotion that's involved, And if it hasn't been pre-planned, the financial, the expense that's involved, you can have different details of disputes within a family. And the question that I ask a family like that is, how much easier would it be if in mom's own handwriting, in our pre-planning guide that answers all these questions, if you were able to open it up and mom said specifically in her own handwriting, you know what, I want an open casket viewing, but I don't want to have my glasses on for that because they never really fit me right anyways. I hated those things. You know, the question is, would anyone within that room, would the two daughters or the two sons, would they disagree with what mom wants? No, absolutely not. They all want what's best for mom. They just don't know what it is if it's not pre-planned. And so hopefully that story illustrates on just the eyeglasses on how important it is to have these decisions answered in advance. Specifically, when you talk about what about a family that's disputing over casket burial or cremation and how challenging that can be. And, you know, one family member wants to go all out for mom, but they want their brother to pay for it. And you can imagine all the different disputes that can happen that can be prevented by filling out the pre-planning guide and making those pre-planning decisions in advance.
Jeff, great points. And that's why the second half of the show, I want to dive into a little bit more, a few questions, because, yes, that's something that we need to be able to plan ahead of time. So, guys, we're going to take a short break. We're here with Jeff Short from the Valley Temples, and we'll be right back.
Call Financial Benefits Insurance's local Hawaii agents for your Medicare needs. Navigating Medicare is a difficult task.
There are a lot of variables. You can't make a decision without knowing your medical and financial needs. Plus, working with a local Hawaii representative, you'll know what Hawaii programs are available for you.
It's free to talk with us and use a local Hawaii agent. Financial Benefits Insurance. Medicare is our business. Service sets us apart.
Okay, welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy here, your host, every Sunday morning. And don't forget, generations808.com. All the radio shows all will be on our website the following week. And thanks to Financial Benefits Insurance for being one of our major sponsors. As well, you know, my company, Generation Magazine, and my day job, the Reverse Mortgage, is also a sponsor, Open Mortgage, where I'm the Hawaii's reverse mortgage specialist for the last 21 years. And a small plug for that. We have probably the best website if you ever want to learn about reverse mortgages or just read a little bit about it. You really can't learn a lot online with regard to reverse mortgage, but you write this down, smartreverse.com. That's simple. Smartreverse.com. It's probably the best website I've ever been to. I'm not biased here. It is the most best generic one website where you can just read about reverse mortgage questions and answers. And also we have a video where you can watch one of our representatives talk about the reverse mortgage and its benefits and common questions. So check that out, smartreverse.com. All you'll see is our company logo. My name will not be on there. Nothing else in there. It's just a generic website for great information. Don't forget, every third Wednesday of the month, we'll be doing a workshop at Ala Moana Hotel. And we invite our partners to speak for a few minutes about their services and programs there. I'll be talking about the rest of the time about all different types of aging, long-term care, levels of service, levels of care, funeral planning, healthy aging, fall prevention, elder abuse, you name it, we'll talk about it. We have a small crowd, so we like to have it interactive. But it's the third Wednesday of every month. It's in the magazine, 8:30 to, I believe it's 12:30. Or an afternoon session, 1:30 to 4:30. Just call us, leave a message, your name and phone number, and you're registered. You may not get a call back from me, but you're registered if you just call. When we max out, I will call you back. That way, we don't have any more space. But typically, I don't like to have it too many people there. It's very interactive. And if you have questions or want any resources, let us know in advance what you're looking for. Maybe we'll have Jeff and his agents come down and talk about funeral planning in the future of our workshops. And don't forget,
absolutely,
Aging in Place, the 15th annual Aging in Place workshop is at the Ala Moana Hotel, August 12th, which is a Saturday. It's 8:30 to 2:30, but you probably want to be there before 8 o'clock because the rooms get filled up. It is probably the best workshop in the islands. We have 6 rooms going on at one time. Every hour, we switch out a speaker on various topics of Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, legal, financial, reverse mortgage, Alzheimer's, brain health. ARP is one of our title sponsors, along with Financial Benefits Insurance. And ARP will bring in a national speaker on brain health. It's going to be very well attended. They'll be promoting it as well. So no RSVP required. Just come and show up. As first come, first serve in the rooms. Every room will be pretty much full. I have a waiting list on the outside, so plan for that. The Alamon Hotel does validate your parking. Of course, there's a small fee to that, but that's probably the best place to park. So August 12th, Saturday this year at the Alamon Hotel. Today, we're talking with Jeff Short, Valley of the Temples. And give you a small plug, my parents had their funeral services over there. Jeff, they lived right down the street from you guys. We saw their house. You could see Valley Temples from their house. That's how close you guys were. They always loved it out there on the Kaneohe side, so I appreciate it. My parents were buried at Hawaii Memorial. My dad was a retired military, so they have a niche there. But the funeral services, you know, Jeff, I was telling you earlier that they knew they wanted to be buried at Hawaii Memorial, the VA, the new VA area back in the back. But they never thought about a funeral plan. They just didn't. They knew they got a funeral. They're going to have a military, which they did, ceremony. But I said, Dad, don't you want to have, like, friends over and have a funeral and food and cousins and aunties get together and talk about your life? And, you know, it's a great time where we all get together. And my dad goes, why, don't they do that at the VA? I said, no, they don't. And I didn't want to laugh at him, but it's very so common. So, yeah, Jeff, how can you explain that better than I can?
You know, you just touched on the most common maybe misinformation that families of veterans have, that belief is that the VA provides everything. And unfortunately, they find out, you know, at the last moment, or they find out after a loved one passes away, when the hospice nurse or someone in the hospital is asking them if they have a relationship with the mortuary, and their answer is, well, Dad was a veteran. Well, that unfortunately is not the answer that the hospital needs. They need a mortuary involved. So the VA provides benefits on the cemetery. They provide really the 4 items that you need at a cemetery, which is the property or the rights, the opening and closing that we were talking about, the labor, the vault, and the memorial. That's all provided for the veteran and their spouse if they choose to go to a veteran cemetery. But what is not provided is everything we talk about on the mortuary side, which is the very first place you need to call now that a loved one's passed away. It's the mortuary team that's going to come and bring the loved one into their care and then arrange, like you said, a party, a fitting service, a celebration of life for a life well lived. And that's where we can help. And just like we were able to do for your family, it was our mortuary that assisted with the tribute and the celebration of life. And then later on, a burial at the veteran cemetery. And that happens quite often. And that's really why understanding the difference between a cemetery and a mortuary is important. But for veteran families, one of the main details to remember is that the VA does not cover mortuary services. And so the question that, you know, we ask in a sense is, you're a veteran, you want to go to Punch Bowl, you want to go to Hawaii State Veteran Cemetery. How are you going to get there? That's really kind of to the heart of the topic. You'll need a mortuary to bring you into their care and then prepare the loved one to go to the cemetery. And so those veteran benefits are important.
Yeah. I'm visualizing what you're saying is to bring you to the cemetery. So you're talking about a limousine.
The family will be in the limousine, and then we refer to it as a funeral coach or a hearse that will transport a casket to the cemetery.
Yep. Ah, never thought about that.
And you know, it's interesting. We have such a strong veteran community here on Oahu, and we have thousands of veterans that have passed on their opportunity to go to Punch Bowl or to Hawaii State Veteran Cemetery to be at Valley of the Temples because of 2 really main reasons. Besides the beauty of the park and they love the facilities, 2 of the main reasons are they want to keep multiple generations of their family together. And even at a veteran cemetery, you're unable to do that.
Right.
So at Valley of the Temples, they can have, you know, their kids and their kids' kids and their future spouses and everyone together. And the other main reason they choose to be at Valley of the Temples is because they can personalize or customize their memorial or their estate, and they can really tell their story. We had a family that came to our park, beautiful Filipino family, and he is an engineer, and he had built his mom and dad a mausoleum, which is an above-ground burial structure in the Philippines, and he wanted to do the same thing for his wife and his daughter, and they came into our park, and they selected what we call a custom built-to-suit property, and then about 6 months later, they bought what's referred to as a mausoleum. And that mausoleum was something that they constructed. They designed every detail, the color. They designed the bronze door, the stained glass window. They chose the number of casket spaces they wanted to have inside. They chose the statues on the front, all carved out of granite.
Wow.
They chose the Bible verse that runs around the top of the mausoleum. And when it was all said and done, he had exactly what they wanted, which is a fitting tribute for both he and his wife, who are still, you know, going strong, and let's hope it's 20, 30 years before they're going to need their property. But they wanted to do something like he had done for his parents in the Philippines. But they wanted to do it at Valley of the Temples, at one of the most beautiful memorial parks in the world. And it has an ocean view from our development that's called Ocean View Terrace. And so that really kind of touches on the different property types families have to choose from. We have custom properties that if you're, you know, you're liking it to residential real estate, is like buying raw land and then building your property any way you want. We have properties like that. We have semi-private properties that is similar to buying a property in a master planned community where the easements are already established and the bike lanes and all those details are already in place, but you still have some customization options available. We have those type of properties in what are called hedge estates or cremation estates. And then we have community gardens. And the majority of gardens in our park are community gardens, and they're similar to maybe an apartment complex or a condominium where you don't get to pick your neighbors, but you have more affordability. And you can still have 2, 3, 4 properties together to have multiple generations in the same place. But it's really our goal to have a price point for every family, whether it be a custom property, a semi-private property, a community property. We have something for every family on the island. It's part of our promise. When a family calls us, we promise we're going to take great care of their family, of their loved one, but we also promise that cost has never prevented us from serving a family, that regardless of what their budget is or where they're at financially, we're going to find a way to help that family, and we have price points that can fit within any budget. It's part of the pride that we have on the island that we can serve everyone.
Yeah, that's so important, and so great information, Jeff. I want to go back, if you can name a few questions. When I found out about this book from your agent, Fred, there, 100 questions, I said, you need to answer 100 questions to be buried and after you pass? He goes, yeah. And so my sister, who kind of organized everything, kind of gave me a few examples of questions. Can you talk to our audience about some of these basic questions that nobody thinks about, like makeup, lipstick, how you want your hair done, what kind of jewelry, like you said, clothes, shoes. I never thought about that stuff. Can you give our audience a few questions that's in the book?
Absolutely, and you're on the right track. And then when you have that jewelry that you decided, do you want to have it off for the burial or do you want to have it on? And if you want to have it off, who do you want it to go to? And
yeah.
You know, you can go down any one of these different details. We talked about the glasses. Of course, a lot of families, they feel that the decision is really traditional casket burial or cremation. But after that decision's made, there are so many other decisions. You know, one key decision might be, would you prefer to have your loved one or yourself above ground in what's referred to as a mausoleum, or if it's cremation, it's a niche, or below ground? And so a lot of families aren't familiar with a mausoleum. It's one of the oldest forms of burial known to man. It goes back to the pyramids of Egypt. Right, the tomb of the unknown soldiers, a mausoleum, the Taj Mahal is a mausoleum. And really, it goes back into biblical times. If you're familiar with Jesus passing away, he actually was given an above-ground burial tomb or a crypt that was pre-planned by Joseph of Arimathea and had given that to Christ as he was laid to rest in the tomb. So mausoleum way back in time. And we have one of those at Valley of the Temples, and it's a beautiful above-ground mausoleum referred to as the Truesdale Mausoleum. Or maybe a family chooses to have in-ground placement. Well, we've got a lot of different options for that as well. So those are some of the questions that would be answered. But then there's other details. I would say one of the most important details that families oftentimes are not prepared to answer, I mentioned it earlier, it's what they wanted to say on the memorial. So you've gone through all the planning process. The service takes place. It's a beautiful service. Everything goes smoothly. Everyone goes back home. And now the family needs to decide the last details they want to have on the memorial every single time they come to visit their loved one. And that's why I mentioned the phrase set in stone. That comes from our profession, and it has that permanence. And families can get into a dispute or arguing over maybe mom's favorite photo, or maybe it's the favorite Bible verse that mom would like on there, a favorite poem, the terms of endearment. And so we can really customize that. But if you've got multiple opinions in the family on what they want it to say, that can be very challenging. And that's one of those main details that a family is trying to decide on, but also looking forward to when that memorial is placed. It creates some closure, but it also gives them a space where they can come and they know they're standing in the right place. But it's also kind of that badge of honor, remembering and celebrating their loved one's life if they were able to really tell their story in this memorial that's made out of bronze or granite. So that's part of what we can answer in our pre-planning guide. We also have just what we refer to as the vital statistics. These are all the items that we're going to need to produce a death certificate. And of course, you can't do much else at a cemetery or mortuary without that death certificate. It might be social security numbers and dates of birth, but it might also, to track lineage, be dad's place of birth. And so families that don't have those details written down in advance, they've got someone going through the home, you know, digging through dad's desk or going through the drawer by the bed and just trying to find those different details, when where they really should be is at home with their family, going through the grieving and hopefully starting that healing process. And so that's why we recommend pre-planning so strongly. I mentioned the roadmap previously, but when a loved one passes away, those 100 decisions have to be made. So if you know, there's so many great, beautiful hikes on Oahu. Just imagine, if you will, you're on this beautiful hike and you come to this open clearing. The path leads into now a heavily wooded forest, and you can't quite see where the path's going to go. You're not quite sure how to go or where to go when you go in there, and there's a pretty good chance that you're going to get lost when you go in. The question we ask our families is, when would you like to have the map? Well, now most of them all answer, I'd like to have it beforehand. I'd like to have it before I get lost. And that's exactly what this pre-planning guide is. With all the decisions that have to be made, with the expense that's involved, with the emotion that's involved, with all the different opinions from different family members involved, there's a high likelihood that someone, if it hasn't been planned out in advance, will get lost in this process. And this pre-planning guide is the roadmap to keep them on track, keep those relationships strong as they move through this process.
Yeah, I mean, not only getting lost, but, you know, if you have, like my family, 6 kids, you're gonna have a decision here on what to do and have an open conversation. It's something that is so emotional. Yeah, like I said, do you want to be digging through mom and dad's stuff while you should be spending time with the family? It's just something that I see so often. I have a close friend of mine right now who passed on, and we had a meet to talk about what does that person want to talk about himself, or what do you want to share, what kind of information does the family have. You know, my father, when he passed on, he had like an Excel spreadsheet of all the places he lived in his life.
Wow.
I think it was... I can't remember, was 50 or something like that. I mean, he was in the Army, so he traveled all over the world, but he actually had the addresses. I was like, wow, that was really good information, because I do want to go back to some place I used to live on the mainland. But it's interesting. I was born in Germany. He had an address in Germany where we lived. He went to officer training school. He had the address of the unit we stayed in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. So it was just interesting what he did. And that's what family should be spending time with. We had a family get together and we talked about all these things. In fact, my sister just gave me some old pictures of me when they went through my dad's stuff. He had his stuff after my mom passed. So it was just interesting. And life, you know, we all want to be able to know what we want people to talk about us when we pass, what kind of reputation you have. I was aware my dad had a hole in one. He had 3 hole in ones.
Wow, that's incredible.
I don't know if I've got about 6 inches close to one, which I don't think is going to happen.
Yep.
It's all luck. But
he had 3.
Yeah. I mean, he was on the top of the list of Bank of Hawaii, Blood Bank. He was on the top tier of his pictures. He was like the top row of, I gave blood for a while. And I look at him, there's a pictures, rows and rows, go higher up. You look to the top, with my dad's picture was there. Those are the kind of things I think people should spend time in their life and what people want to know about, because it's so emotional and pre-planning is just the way to go. So now you did say if people sign up or for a workshop or come for an appointment or come visit, take a tour, they will get that 100-question book. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And we have a questionnaire, a pre-planning guide that's also for veterans. And so when we have a family that RCPs or they set a one-on-one appointment, we're going to ask them if they would have someone in the family that could benefit from a veterans planning guide as well. So we have one per individual, because we all might have, even within the same family, husbands, wives, they might want something different for their celebration of life. And so it's personal, and we'll have a guide for each of them. But you mentioned what your dad left to you, over 50 different addresses over, 92 or 94 years?
94 years.
That's a gift. And we relate that in pre-planning. It's a gift of love.
Yep.
You make all these decisions together, you know, where you're going to start a family and, you know, where you're going to have a vacation and where you're going to buy a home and maybe relocate for a job. And then after that, retirement and vacations into retirement and all those details. And this is one of those natural parts and just really happenings within life is death. And so planning ahead for it can help provide your family that guidance so that they're not second guessing, because there's really two questions that can never be answered when a loved one passes away if it hasn't been pre-planned. Am I doing the right thing? And am I doing what they would have wanted? Hmm. Well, those questions will go unanswered if there wasn't a plan in place in advance. And so it truly is a gift of love for families that take the time to plan it out. And not only is it a gift of love, but they get to save money, because one of the biggest financial benefits of pre-planning is they lock in the price. So just imagine Oahu real estate, some of the most desirable in the world, and our land at Valley of the Temples is zoned for cemetery use, which is the rarest zoning type on the island. So now you have those two aspects built in there. It's not uncommon for us to see someone's contract from the 60s or the 70s, where they bought a traditional casket space for $100 or $200. And that space today, if it were available, because it's been sold out for a few decades in certain areas, if it were available, it'd be worth $15,000-$16,000.
Wow.
And so they get to lock in the price. They never have to worry about that price going up. They get incentives, right? We encourage families to pre-plan so that we can avoid the disputing. It's not only easier for the families, but it's easier on our staff as well. So we give them an incentive or a discount when they pre-plan. And those families get to make payments. Oftentimes, it's for 4 years or for 5 years. And when those payments are done, they're done with that plan. It's not something that they have to pay on for the rest of their life. After 5 years, it's done. They get a certificate of interment rights, which is similar to a title on your car when you pay it in full and the bank mails it to you. And now you own those rights forever and go about with the peace of mind of knowing that that time, whenever it comes, will be well taken care of for the family.
So you can pay over time, you just said. You can make monthly payments.
Absolutely, a lot of families.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Yep, 9 out of 10 families will put 10%, maybe 20% up front. It's what fits within their budget. And they'll make payments, for 4 or 5 years. Our standard interest rate allows them to make a really easy monthly payment that can be $50 a month, it could be $70 a month, $80 a month, maybe $150, $200 if they're keeping multiple generations together, but it's up to them. And one of the key details that families aren't aware of is there's no credit check, there's no application. It's just a relationship between Valley of the Temples and the family. And it's very simple to set up. When you put a down payment of 10% and then you set it up for monthly payments on a reoccurring, maybe coming out of a checking account, even on a credit card, maybe a Hawaiian Airlines card.
Wow.
That part is done. And then after 5 years, that plan is fully paid.
Now, that's for the cemetery. What about the mortuary and the funeral services?
Yep, that applies for both. And so a family that wants to get their cemetery property, maybe the memorial and the other details that would complete that cemetery property, they can make payments over time. And the same thing applies to a funeral plan or a cremation plan. They get to make payments over time. And a lot of families will choose to do all of that at one time and just kind of get it out of the way. But a lot of times a family will choose to make payments on their property for 5 years And then when that's done, they'll buy the merchandise and services that they need to complete their property for 5 years, or maybe they'll get a funeral plan for one of the members of the family so it fits within the budget for 5 years. And when that's done, they'll get the second funeral plan. But this is customizable to whatever the family's needs are. Whatever family has budgeted aside, we can help them out with different steps along the way. And they can just take it on what's comfortable for them over time.
Hmm. Interesting. It's so important, but you know, that's how I learn so much about aging. I get guys, professionals like you on my radio show, and I learn all the details. Half of the details I never thought about. I would not ask the question until I had experienced what my parents went through, what my sister went through, dealing with my parents' funeral. But Jeff, great information. So again, guys, I would just check them out. Learn about the mortuary services and the cemetery services. You guys give them an estimate. But what's really valuable is your pre-planning booklets and your VA planning booklet is so critical. And guys, call them up, sign up. They can go online, right, as well, Jeff?
Yep, valleyofthetemplesmemorial.com. And they can get that resource, all the different details we've talked about. But they can also submit a web form request for an appointment. Our team will contact them and schedule an appointment at their convenience.
And if you've never been out there, guys, the Valley Temples in Kaneohe, you have a button where you can click on the drone tour. I just saw that. You have a drone video?
It's a beautiful drone tour.
Really?
And we've got that technology that allows you to walk through virtually. So you can even put on virtual reality glasses, if you're familiar with how those work, and walk through some of our beautiful developments.
Wow.
Just like you're standing there. It's quite a view. And we have families from all over the world that have chosen to be at Valley of the Temples for their permanent resting place because of the beauty, because of the natural feng shui of the developments, because maybe they have a special place in their heart for Hawaii. Maybe they, you know, besides those that have been born here and raised here, but they may have proposed to their loved one here. Maybe they were married here. Maybe they had an anniversary or a wedding. You know, there's so many different details. They have a special place in their heart, and they want to be laid to rest in paradise, and so they choose Valley of the Temples for their final resting place.
Jeff, great information. Guys, check it out. Go to our website. Try the drone tour. I mean, I've been there a few times, but I love the area. I never really liked Kaneohe when I was younger because of rain, but as I get older, it's peaceful. I love the breeze, first of all. I don't like air conditioning. I never like working in an office with air conditioning. But the breeze, the beauty of the landscape and everything. Jeff, anyway, what's the best number to give you guys a call, and what's the website?
Yep, valleyofthetemplesmemorial.com. And they can call us directly at 808-239-8811.
Jeff, great information. We're going to have you do more articles. The pre-planning is so good, and we need to feature that book so they can. And guys, you can't get that book unless you go down there and take a visit. So I'd highly recommend you do that. Jeff, thank you so much. We'll see you at the next event
in
our AGM place. Guys, don't forget, every Sunday morning,
Sunday morning, 8 to 9 a.m.
on 101.1 here at the Oldies Channel. As always, everybody, aloha and live well.
Call Financial Benefits Insurance's local Hawaii agents for your Medicare needs. Navigating Medicare is a difficult task.
There are a lot of variables. You can't make a decision without knowing your medical and financial needs. Plus, working with a local Hawaii representative, you'll know what Hawaii programs are available for you.
It's free to talk with us and use a local Hawaii agent. Financial Benefits Insurance. Medicare is our business. Service sets us apart.